for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of a discussion I had with Mike Gray, the chairman of Common Sense for Drug Policy, CSDP.org. Here we're talking about government propaganda, government ads.
They're convicted by their own words. What they're about with this policy, they just want us cowering in our closets, smoking marijuana in private and feeling guilty. It's now being fairly well established here in California now that a major clinical study is underway of people who have applied for medical marijuana recommendations. We now have actual numbers for a change and case histories numbering in the thousands. And what we're discovering is really startling. People have used marijuana quite effectively to control alcoholism. They've been substituting marijuana for alcohol and with very positive effects. With marijuana, their lives are under control. They can they get the anxiety relief that they normally would have gotten from getting completely smashed on alcohol. But with marijuana, they're able to think and function. And what's more, there is no downside physiologically. Marijuana, there has never been a death in all of history that is directly attributable to marijuana.
May 8th of this year, I celebrated 20 years without alcohol, and I owe it all to marijuana.
Yeah, I know, and that story is replicated over and over again. Tom O'Connell, Dr. Tom O'Connell here in California, is one of the lead investigators in this clinical study. When he interviews medical marijuana applicants, one of the questions, if your consumption, your worst-case consumption of alcohol is 100%, where are you now? Invariably, the answer is 20%, or a lot of people substituted marijuana, gave up alcohol completely. But in no case did he find that people were who had switched to marijuana were using alcohol excessively. If you pull the plug on marijuana prohibition, the whole drug war collapses. The drug war is founded on the idea that we've got 15 to 20 million serious drug users in the United States. Well, the vast majority of those, quote, serious drug users are marijuana smokers. And if you pull them out of the equation, how in the hell does the federal government justify spending $50 billion a year, that's state and federal money, on a handful of narcotics addicts? You know, there's no way that they can continue to support the death and the mayhem, the money laundering, the contribution to terrorists, the destruction of the criminal justice system that is represented by the drug war, once they take marijuana out of the equation. So that's where their behavior is becoming more and more desperate. And I think that speaks to the Sensenbrenner bill. That strikes me as an act of major desperation. But, of course, in this climate, it's not impossible that they could pull it off.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.